Rise up now, feel the fire. Marching hearts, our will won't tire.
This podcast reports news as if it's from the video game Helldivers, but is not associated with the creators and not affiliated with Arrowhead Game Studios in any way. All characters, sounds, and music are original to this podcast.
Good evening, citizens of Super Earth. This is Joe Turner, bringing you the daily wartime update on GNR 107. Today is December 23rd. Tonight, at the 2030 hour, we delve into our hard-fought battles and triumphant victories as the galaxy triumphs under the march of Helldivers. Here's what's ahead. Liberation updates from Boldrick Prime and Hydrobius, the emerging crisis on CC, and strategic redeployment orders. Stay tuned, Helldivers. Every second counts. Citizens of Super-Earth, today we celebrate Triumph Amongst the Chaos. Boldrick Prime, a critical stronghold, has been liberated after grueling hours of relentless combat. Our remaining 28,347 troops stood firm against overwhelming odds to secure this decisive victory. To every Helldiver who have fought tooth and nail, we salute you. And the victories don't end there. Hydrobius has been freed from voteless occupation, thanks to the grit and determination of 23,722 Helldivers. Super Earth's banner now flies proudly over its scattered landscape. These victories reaffirm our resolve and unyielding spirit of our forces. But as we revel in these hard-won gains, the war rages on. CC, a vital planet in our galactic defense network, is under siege by the Illuminant. Defense forces, this is your rallying cry. The enemy grows bolder with each passing hour, and CC cannot fall. Meanwhile, the Terminid's advance shows no signs of slowing. On Esker, a skeleton crew of 5,201 Helldivers fight valiantly to hold the line against swarms of these relentless foes. Reinforcements are urgently needed to bolster their defenses and reclaim these critical fronts. But there is hope. Across the galaxy, Helldivers are regrouping, strategizing, and preparing for the next dive. Command has issued redeployment orders focusing on our efforts on the planets like Errata Prime, where 54,000 troops stand ready to strike back against the Terminids. Every battle fought is a step closer to total victory. These victories are not just marks on our galactic map. They are testaments to our unbreakable spirit. To the soldiers fighting on Fenrir 3, your efforts have paved the way for scientific breakthroughs that could turn the tide. And to those holding the Meridian Singularity, your vigilance ensures the mystery of the Illuminate doesn't spread. Helldivers, this is your moment. Every battle fought, every enemy defeated, brings us closer to our galaxy, united under the banner of managed democracy. Onward, Helldivers, for Super Earth, for freedom, and for the promise of better tomorrow. We will be right back with Penny hosting the Tech and Tactics briefing after this short break.
Hot. Dry. A barren wasteland. But it wasn't the heat that got you. It was quiet.
In the still of the night, where silence reigns, whispers echo of unseen chains.
Well, you see.
Well, do you want to tell them, or am I telling the story?
No, you're right.
Sand beneath the wheels. We roll through time, a mission forged in shadows of forgotten rhyme. Invisible foes, that breath we feel. Hunters in the dark, their truth concealed.
Two KIA and six wounded, over.
First Sergeant, what exactly is a stalker?
Through the desert winds we rise, eyes sharp, scanning endless skies, bound by duty, hearts alive. We march through shadows to face the fight.
Maybe I already did. Or maybe I thought I'd find better company out here.
Oh, yeah?
Through the desert winds we rise.
That was The Halloween Offensive, Episode 2, out now.
I definitely believe that.
Thank you, Joe. Attention, Helldivers. As we charge headlong into the galactic fray, our engineers and strategists have been hard at work ensuring that every dive is equipped with cutting-edge precision and reliability. First, let's talk enhancements. In response to increasing Terminid aggression, the AR-61 tenderizer has undergone vital modifications. Engineers have recalibrated its target array, boosting both accuracy and consistency while engaging clustered foes. Additionally, updates to the spear targeting systems now ensure reliable lock-ons against larger enemies, making it indispensable for dealing with heavy combatants. Now for those heading into the defense of Arata Prime, or liberating Hydrobius. Squad coordination has received a significant boost. Communications relays have been fortified to eliminate latency during high-stress missions, ensuring that your orders and SOS signals get through without fail. Whether you're holding the line or leading a charge, you'll notice the difference. On the mobility front, production has resumed on the Fast Reconnaissance Vehicle, or FRV, following our victory at Aknar Shnundus. The FRV's lightweight frame and exceptional speed are perfect for scouting hostile territories or delivering supplies under fire. Expect deployment on the front lines in the coming days. Let's see those wheels turning. But it's not just equipment updates. Our tactical specialists have emphasized the key adjustment in battlefield strategy: distance discipline. This approach is critical against enemies like the Illuminate and Terminids. Remember, with Terminid hordes, precision in striking their weak points while maintaining formation is your strongest defense. Finally, Helldivers, our efforts go beyond combat. Reports from Fenrir 3 suggest anomalous activity near the Meridian Singularity, a stark reminder of the challenges ahead. High Command has greenlit the construction of a Center of Science on Fenrir, an effort to decode these phenomena and reinforce Super Earth's dominion. Your actions on Fenrir have made this possible. Helldivers, your courage in the field is matched only by the ingenuity of our engineers and the dedication of High Command. Every update, every fix, every strategy is all to ensure that managed democracy thrives. Stay sharp, stay connected, and let's keep pushing forward.
This is Bulldog, reporting live from the Democracy Space Station. Around me, the framework of our lifeline in orbit is being pieced back together. Engineers and repair crews swarm the superstructure, their torches and tools lighting up the void like a constellation of hope. Now, to the front lines. Eska, once a vibrant outpost, is now a grim battlefield. The Terminids have left their mark. Jagged craters, collapsed bunkers, and a silence that lingers heavy, broken only by the distant hum of drones and the crack of rifles. Helldivers here face relentless waves of these hive-minded predators. Our forces are stretched to their limits, holding makeshift defensive lines amidst the rubble. Yet, despite the odds, these soldiers stand unyielding. High Command has issued orders. Strategic retreat to regroup. It's not a failure, it's a preparation. Troops are redeploying to Arata Prime, where 54,000 Helldivers are gearing up for a decisive counterstrike. Victory there could turn the tide, giving us the momentum to push back against this unrelenting foe. Heroism isn't just about surviving, it's about ensuring others can see tomorrow. Take Sergeant Harlow, for instance. Leading rookies through icy canyons to outflank a Terminid brood nest. Against impossible odds, they neutralized the threat, buying critical time for reinforcements. From the Democracy Space Station to the front lines of Eska, One thing is clear. Helldivers don't break. We bend. We regroup. And we fight back harder. Managed democracy demands no less. This has been Bulldog, reporting live from the Democracy Space Station and the heart of the fight. Never die easy, Helldivers. Together, we forge the promise of a brighter, freer tomorrow.
And that's all for today's daily wartime update. Helldivers, before we go...
This is Grant, the producer of the show, jumping in with some exciting updates. First, thanks for tuning in. This is the latest of three special episodes, with two more daily wartime updates coming your way soon. After that, the podcast will undergo some changes as we roll out a full 2025 calendar of episodes. To get more details on these episodes, or to share your ideas for Season 3, head over to the Discord link in the description above. It's the best way to stay in the loop, and if any major Helldiver news drops, don't worry, we'll fire up an emergency broadcast to keep you informed. The next two episodes will share more about the podcast's future and what's coming in Season 3. Stay tuned for all the details. And as always, thanks for being a part of this journey with us.
Until next time, Helldivers, gear up, dive deep, and keep the fight alive. This is Joe Turner signing off. Good hunting.